Back again with John MacArthur in the Grace to You audio blog. If you haven't heard, there's a discussion underway at gty.org. When John is done, get the info on how to get involved.
Turn to the positive with me. Bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord, or the nurture and admonition of the Lord, as the author I says. Bring them up. They won't get there themselves, I might add hastily. You got to bring them up. They're not going to get there by themselves. You have to bring them up. Now, let me give you some practical instruction at this point. How do you do this? How do you bring your child up? What is the real key to this challenging work? I'm going to give you the key. Turn in your Bible to Proverbs 4:23. Proverbs 4:23. And here we are really going to get to the issue. This insight here tells us what is wrong with all of your children and all of mine. It's the same problem. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life." Now, what you have here is a clear-cut, divinely inspired statement that the issues of life come out of the heart. All the matters of life proceed from the heart. In Mark 7 and verse 21, Jesus said, "For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed the evil thoughts, fornications, thefts, murders, adulteries, deeds of coveting and wickedness, as well as deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, and foolishness. All these evil things proceed from within." And the same thing essentially is recorded for us in Luke chapter 6 and verse 45. "The good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth what is good, and the evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth what is evil. For his mouth speaks from that which fills his heart." Now, what you want to recognize with your child is this. You have a heart problem. You're not dealing with behavioral issues. You're dealing with the heart. In fact, let me go beyond that and say behavior is not the crucial issue. Changing your child's behavior is not the crucial issue. In fact, a change in behavior without a change in heart is nothing but hypocrisy. It is a sham, because the sin and the rebellion is still there and is only delayed as to its expression. All behavior, all conduct is linked to some heart condition, some heart attitude. And parents, listen. Your task as parents is to set yourself to the heart of the child. First of all, to help the child understand that he or she has a very sinful heart, and that it is that inner corruption that rises to cause all evil words, thoughts, and deeds. Parenting must target the heart. It cannot target the behavior, or it is shallow and superficial. Parenting, first of all, is redemptive. It goes for the heart, and the first thing your child needs to know is he has a wicked, sinful heart that is alienated from God and is the fountainhead of every imaginable iniquity, and that something has to happen to change that heart. That leads the child to salvation and sanctification. One writer says it this way: the world's smallest battlefield is the child's heart, and the conquering of it calls for all-out hand-to-hand combat. Your child's heart is a battlefield where sin and righteousness are in conflict. The problem with your child is not a lack of maturity. The problem with your child is not a lack of experience or a lack of understanding. Those will exacerbate the problem, but the problem with your child is a wicked heart. And listen to this, no one outgrows depravity. Nobody. So the goal of parenting is to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. The goal of parenting is not control. It's not to get them under control. It is not to produce in them socially commendable behavior. It is not to make them polite and respectful. It is not even to cause them to conduct themselves in a morally acceptable manner. It is not to make them obedient. It is not to give you as a parent something to be proud of. The goal of parenting is not to get them to perform for your approval. The goal of parenting is salvation and sanctification. The goal of parenting is to see your child saved from sin and its eternal wages, and then to follow the path of sanctification. Listen, any objective less than that is only behavior modification. The issue is the heart, and you have to understand that you have a sinner who is depraved to the very core, who needs salvation and forgiveness and sanctification, and you start by making that child aware of a sinful condition and the judgment of God, and as I told you before, you even make that child aware of an eternal hell. Don't just train your child to be self-controlled and learn to say no when wanting something. Train your child to understand temptation and resist it, because the sins of greed and lust and selfishness and covetousness and indulgence dishonor God and pander a wicked heart. Punish for the sin, but teach that the heart is the problem. Sinful, unsaved, unsanctified children are ruled by the same exact desires that their larger counterparts are. Your children are ruled by lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and pride of life. They're selfish, self-centered, and they want everything they can see. Now, correct them, not to satisfy the offended, irritated, frustrated parent. That's anger, that's vengeance. But to satisfy God, who has been offended, and God has not just been annoyed, and remind them that God, who has been offended, seeks a reconciliation with them through trust in Jesus Christ. This is the target of all parenting. It's the heart, and it is salvation.
Thanks for listening. Now go to gty.org/audioblog and get involved in the conversation. That's gty.org/audioblog.